The warring parties in Syria are expected to hold negotiations for the first time on Saturday in a bid to bring peace to the war-ravaged country.
I am Derek Mbata.
The three-year conflict has claimed the lives of more than 100,000 people and left 11 million others in need of humanitarian assistance. The Syrian government remains in power, but opposition forces continue to fight to remove President Bashar al-Assad from power. The latest diplomatic initiative to end the fighting began in Montreux on Wednesday and has been continuing in Geneva. The UN and Arab League envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, has been meeting with both delegations separately, meetings that he has described as encouraging. Speaking at a press conference in Geneva on Friday, he said both parties have accepted a communique of June 2012, which sets out a road to peace for Syria.
As you know, the whole process is based on the Geneva communique of the 30th of June 2012, and I think the two parties understand that very well and accept it. So that is the basis of our discussions. We are going to try and see how this communique that has been endorsed by the Security Council, Resolution 2118. So we are going to implement a resolution of the Security Council that has endorsed this communique, and the parties understand that.
Mr. Brahimi said negotiations were not going to be straightforward.
We never expected it to be easy, and I'm sure it's not going to be. But I think the two parties understand what is at stake. Their country is in very, very bad shape. As I said, practically everything I have spoken to the press since September 2012, the situation in Syria is bad and getting worse. And unfortunately, that statement remains valid today.
It is thought that government and opposition delegations will meet in the same room, although a UN mediator will be on hand to conduct negotiations if they decide not to have face-to-face talks. Derek Mbata, United Nations.